So, this is great. We're going to talk about the circle of fifths. You're going to love this. It's a way of organizing all 12 keys so that you don't have to remember. So, just to go back for a minute, obviously, the formula for creating any particular key is whole, whole, half. So, when we did the key of C, I mean, you may know this by now. Hopefully, you do. You started on C, and you went up a whole step, meaning two frets on the guitar or two white keys on the piano, and you got to D. Then you went up a whole, you got to E, you went up a half, you got to F, you went up a whole, you got to G, you went up a whole, you got to A, you went up a whole, you got to B, and then you went up a half, you got to C. Make sense? So the notes of the key of C is nothing but C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. If you play it on the piano, you know, then you're starting at C, and you're going up, you're skipping one black key. The C, for the purposes of guitar players who aren't familiar, if you do have a piano in the house, the pattern on keyboard goes two black keys followed by three black keys. The C is located right before the set of two black keys. It's the white key right before the set of two black keys. Mm-hmm. So if you play that C, and then skip that black key, play D, you're going up a whole step, you're at D. Going up another whole step, you're at E. Now you go up a half step, that's the other white key, F. Then you go up a whole step, you're at G. Go up a whole step, you're at A. Go up a whole step, you're at B. Go up a half step, you're at C. If you don't get back to C, something went wrong. But anyway, the formula is whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. So we use that formula to write out all 12 keys. Have you ever done that before? You would write out, if you're starting on the key of G, right? Then up a whole step from G would be what?
Would be A.
Yeah, and then whole step would be?
B.
And a half step would be?
C.
And a whole step?
Would be D.
And a half, another whole, excuse me.
And then a half step would be F.
But actually, you're at D here.
Oh, D.
So you want a whole after that?
E.
And then a whole another whole. And what note is that?
F sharp.
Yep, and then a half. So we're still following the whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half formula. And we got one of the notes was an F sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that note had been an F, it'd be impossible because then the notes of C and the notes in the key of C and the notes in the key of G would be identical. And you can't have that. You have to have something different about each key, right?
Right, right.
So it has to be. So let's take one more example. Key of D. I'm going in fifths, by the way. If you're wondering how am I getting, I started on C, then I went to the fifth of that, and I'm in G, now I'm on the fifth of D. So if we start on D, go up a whole step. What do you got?
The E.
And then another whole step. What is it?
Oh, F sharp.
Yeah. Half.
G.
Yep.
Whole step. A.
A.
Whole step. B. Another whole step to D sharp.
To C sharp.
C sharp.
And then last but not least, the half step.
Is to the...
And you're back at D. Yeah, if you didn't end up at D, something went seriously wrong. Now, in order to memorize all this, like how... Well, first of all, when you see a piece of sheet music, you may know this already. If you see two sharps on the page, if it looks like this, with a treble clef cymbal or a bass clef foot, and then you see two sharps, you automatically know that that's the key of D because every key has to be different, right? And no two keys can have the same amount of sharps or flats or else it'd be the same notes. Does this make sense? So every key has something different about it. We're going to do one more key before I show you the circle of fifths. The circle of fifths is simply a way of memorizing all this stuff so you don't have to think whole, whole, half so much all the time. It'd be way too much to think about. So let's do the key of F, for example. So start on F, which for the benefit of non-keyboard players, it's the note right before the set of three black keys. Go up a whole step, and you're at what note?
A.
Then the whole step.
Is...
Wait, I'm sorry, you said A.
G,
So we went from F, the next note was G.
And then the next one is A.
Then it was A. I was writing ahead, that's why I said okay.
Half step is to B flat.
Good. Now, good. It's B flat. Now, how do you know to call that note B flat and not A sharp? I just posed the question.
I don't know. That's
okay, good. Here's the rule. You always represent all the letters. And in our case, we already had an A note. So we're not going to call it A sharp because then that would be having two A's.
Oh, all right.
All right, so that's the rule. So we're going to call it B flat. You called it correctly, B flat. And then we're going to go a whole step up from there. So far, we've done whole, half. So just to, again, just to reiterate for the purposes of students, the whole and the halves refer to the intervals. So when you're on F, you haven't done a whole or a half. You haven't moved at all yet. They describe the distance between two notes. That's the definition of an interval.
Right.
So just go back again, play F. Have we done a whole or a half? Neither one. We haven't moved anywhere yet. But the formula is whole, half, whole, half. That's the distance between each note in the scale. We move to a whole, we got a G. Move to another whole, we got an A. Move to a half, we got a B flat. Now we got whole, another whole coming up. So what note is that?
Mm-hmm.
What note is that?
C.
And what? And then a whole after that?
D.
D is right. And then a whole?
E.
E.
And then half.
And you should be at F again. If you're not at F, something went wrong. Okay? Now, how could you possibly memorize all this? It'd be crazy to try and memorize all this if I gave you, okay, this week, memorize the key of G. It has one sharp. What is it? F sharp. You know, it'd be, and then after 12 weeks, you'd go loony, you know? So, fortunately, they have this handy-dandy circle to plot everything out on. It goes like this. C is at the top. So, for the purposes of those listening, draw a big circle on a page. Draw 12, mark it into four corners. The top, the bottom, the left, and the right. And then within each of those quarter sections, draw two little tick marks where you're going to put keys. So in the end, you're going to have 12 keys plotted out around a circle. And from going clockwise around the circle, you put C at the top, and then G, D, A, E, B, and then right now you should be at the bottom, which is F sharp or G flat. And then I'm not going to continue this way. I'm going to go back to the top of the circle at C and tell you to write counterclockwise. After the C, you're going to write F, then B flat, then E flat, then A flat, then D flat. What this really means is how many sharps or flats are in each key. So if you took the time to plot out all these keys in wholes and half steps, this graph will save you from having to do that, okay? We're going to check it and make sure this is right in a minute, but I will show you what I mean. When we did the key as C, there was no sharps or flats. It was just C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that goes at the top. There's no sharps or flats. The flats increase by one key to the next when you go counterclockwise. So I'm going to write flats here. The sharps increase as you go clockwise by one sharp for each key as you go around clockwise. So what I mean is, you're at C, you got no sharps or flats. If you go counterclockwise, your first key is F. That should be one flat, according to our diagram. And let's go back to our little place where we wrote out the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Is it one flat in the key of F?
Yeah.
There is, and it's a B flat. Okay. So I'm going to put it in small, inside the circle, I'm going to put in small letters a B flat.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one flat in the key of F, it's a B flat. Let's go this way from the C. We go clockwise. The first key we get to is G. Should be one sharp according to my little analysis. Let's go back and look. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what sharp is it?
F sharp.
It's an F sharp. So in parentheses next to the key of G on the inside of the circle, I'm going to write F sharp. Now let's go to the key of D. According to this, this should have two sharps. Is that true?
C sharp and F sharp.
Yeah, it's C sharp and F sharp. But watch this. I'm going to write F sharp and C sharp in that order for a certain reason. And I will show you the shortcut for the memorizing the circle of fifths right now. Okay? You're going to love this. You ready for this? It goes like this. Father Chuck goes down and enters battle. What that means is our old friend, the militant priest, okay? this is a way of memorizing how the keys fall on this side of the circle. If you start at F, then the next key would, and go clockwise, according to what the circle says, the next key would be C, the next key would be G, next key is D, A, E, and B. Namely, Father Chuck goes down and enters battle. So it shows you how to plot. Now, you do have to remember that C is the zero point. And so if you're plotting this out, you have to remember that F is like the first one on the flat side, if that makes any sense. But what it also brings up is the order of the sharps, all right? Mm-hmm. Your first key that had a sharp was an F sharp. So that's Father. Your second key that had a sharp, another sharp, which was D, had two sharps, F sharp and C sharp. Mm-hmm. So that is Father and Chuck. Mm-hmm. So guess what? How many? Guess first of all, without plotting it out with the whole half stuff, when we look at the key of A, mm-hmm. how many sharps is it going to have?
Three.
That's right. And take a guess what they're going to be.
So it's C sharp.
So you, first of all, use the Father Chuck thing. So the first sharp is going to be
F.
F sharp. Say it. F sharp.
F sharp.
Right.
And one, then, two, three, four.
Cool. We got a little drum roll at it. I love that. Because of the Father Chuck thing, that was awesome. I love that. I want to hit that every so often. I wish I know which key that was. F sharp is the first sharp because I'm just telling you the formula is Father Chuck goes down. However many sharps it is how many letters of that little sentence you use. Mm-hmm. Father would be F sharp. What's the next one?
C sharp.
Yep, that's Chuck. And then goes would be G sharp.
G sharp.
We have to stop there because according to our little diagram, the key of A only has three sharps. So we have to stop at Father Chuck goes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep going. The key of E, how many sharps?
Four sharps.
Yep, and what's going to be the very first sharp?
F sharp.
Yep, because of Father. And then Chuck.
C sharp.
Yep, and then goes.
G sharp.
And then
A sharp.
That's a D sharp.
D sharp.
D sharp. So it'd be Father Chuck goes down. Mm-hmm. And you're done because you only have four sharps there. We're going to check this in a second. But what about B?
B would have... It has C, D...
So how many sharps, first of all?
Five.
Yep, you got it. And then what's the first sharp? Just use your Father all right. Chuck thing.
All right. F sharp.
Yeah.
C sharp. G sharp. D sharp, A sharp.
And you're done, because that's five.
All right.
All right? So now let's double check this nonsense, all right? This looks like a lot of nonsense right here, but it's a lot faster than you having to think whole half. But we're going to just double, before we do the flats, we're going to, let's just take the key of B and see if we come up.
There it is again.
Drum roll, please. I don't even know which key that is. All right, we're going to check this and see if it's right. So do us a favor, start at B. Mm-hmm. For those who don't play keyboard, B is the note just after the three black keys. All right. We're going to go use our whole half formula. And so we're going to follow this. So we're at B. Have we done a whole or a half yet? Neither one. We haven't moved yet. So B up a whole step is what? So first play B again. Yep. And then do up a whole step. Nope. Yep. And what note is that?
Sharp, C sharp.
C sharp. Now a whole step again.
D sharp.
Good. Now let me ask you, why did you call that second note C sharp and not D flat? All right, I'm just going to help you. The rule is you represent each letter. So if we're at B, start over again at B, and then we go up a whole step, and we're like, well, is that D flat or C sharp? Well, we have to represent each letter, so we had a B. The next note has to be some kind of C. Mm-hmm. Does this make sense? So we're calling it C sharp. From C sharp up a whole step again was D sharp, right? Again, you can't call it E flat, because then what happened to D, right? Mm-hmm. Now, from D sharp up a half step is, what is it?
E.
E, that's right. Play E. Yep, and then a whole step. F sharp, whole, G sharp,
A sharp,
B, and B. All right, so we have one, two, three, four, five sharps. Mm-hmm. In the order of the key, it's C sharp, D sharp, F sharp, G sharp, and A sharp. But if we had to memorize it like that, that'd be a lot of freaking work. Mm-hmm. So instead, we just use our Father Chuck, our old friend, the militant priest. Mm-hmm. to do. Is this indeed the same thing? Father Chuck goes down and enters. Excuse me. Do we have an F sharp? Yes. Do we have a G sharp? C sharp? Yes. Do we have a G sharp? Yes. Do we have a D sharp? Yes. Do we have an A sharp? Yes. Is that all we have? Yes. So the formula fits perfectly. You see how the genius of this? All right. Now I'm going to give you the flat side. We're almost. We're not almost done. We're most of the way done. So far we've done. We've done 7 keys.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, and G flat or F sharp still remain to be done. 5 keys. The formula for this is just bead. The English word bead, like you're wearing beads. Now, of course, it doesn't have the flats in there, but B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat spells the word bead. So that simply tells you how this works. So again, going up to C, there's no flats. We're going to go around counterclockwise. We already had the key of F has one flat, and it's a B flat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the word is bead. So what I mean is, when we get to the B flat, the key of B flat, it's going to have how many flats?
2 flats.
2 flats, and we're going to follow the word bead, meaning the first flat is a B flat. The second flat is what? According to the word bead. The word bead is spelled B-E, so it's going to be an E, but in this case you have to say E flat.
E flat.
And so the key of B has 2 flats, and they're B flat and E flat.
Mm-hmm.
According to my little system, how many flats does the key of E flat have?
3 flats.
That's right. And following the word bead, it's going to be what?
B flat.
Yep.
E.
You got it. E flat. You said it right.
An A flat.
An A flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to check this in a minute, just like we checked the sharps, to make sure this is right and not just a crock of nonsense that I made up about a militant priest playing with beads. But anyway, the key of A flat would have how many sharps or flats?
4.
Yep. And they would be, according to the word bead?
A flat, B
flat. No, start with B though. Say B flat.
B flat, E flat, A flat, and G?
And D flat.
D
so
flat.
Just spell the word bead, but add a flat after each letter.
Right.
That's how you do
bead.
It. For the purposes of, so B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat would be the 4 flats in the key of A flat. Key of D flat has how many flats?
5.
All right, now you run out of letters for bead here, so what do you do? Well, this is just, you have to just memorize the fact that G flat or F sharp is at the bottom of the circle. Notice I haven't talked about that key at all yet. So there is a little bit of memorizing here, and that's one of the things. You have to memorize a G flat, and F sharp is at the bottom of the wheel. So when doing the flats for the key of D flat, you still follow bead, but we're going to add the G flat at the end. So say it as we go along. The first flat of D flat would be B flat, yeah?
E flat, A flat, D flat, and
then G flat. We're going to just add the G flat, yeah? And that's our 5 flats. And we're going to double check this. I'm going to come back to the key of F sharp and G flat in a minute. But as of right now, we're going to double check the key of D flat to make sure all this nonsense is right, right? All right. So we start at D flat. Play D flat, please, for us. For the purposes of non-keyboard players, the D flat is the first black key in the two. Again, the cycle on the keyboard goes 2 black keys, then 3 black keys.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first black key of the 2 black keys, if that makes sense. So we got D flat, we go up a whole step.
E flat.
E flat, that's right. We can't call it D sharp because we already had the letter D.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Up a whole step.
F.
And then a half step.
G sharp.
What was it?
G flat.
G flat, good. You got it, nice job. Now
we're doing flats now.
Right. We have to do flats, that's right. And then, by the way, that's a good point. Notice that in any particular key, there will not be a combination of sharps and flats. There has to be either all flats or all sharps.
Unless you write it in.
When you're in a particular key in a piece of music, yes. But when you're analyzing the keys, you'll never find mixed sharps and flats because it has to be on the wheel somewhere, and it's either going to be on the flat side or sharp side.
Right, right.
Good job. That's a good point that I didn't bring up. So we're at the fourth, right now we're at the fourth note of D flat. Let's just review, let's go to D flat.
Mm-hmm.
Started at D flat at the first black key of the 2 black keys. Then we're up a whole step, we're at E flat. Whole step, we're at F. Half step, we're at G flat. Whole step, we're at A flat. Whole step, we're at, you tell me?
B flat.
Yep. And then whole step again.
We're at C.
We're at C, and then a half step.
We're back to D flat.
All right, good. Now let's analyze whether our circle of fifths was telling the truth or not. We have how many flats? Obviously, don't count the D flat twice, even though I wrote it twice. But how many flats
we
are there total?
We have five.
Total? You got it. And so, and what are they? Are could it be B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, G flat?
Yes.
Absolutely, because you can see it right here. And so our circle of fifths works just fine. So the things you have to memorize is Father Chuck goes down and enters battle. You have to memorize bead. And you have to memorize the fact that C goes at the top of the wheel. And so even though the little mnemonic is Father Chuck goes down, when you're plotting keys, F would be the first flat. So you'd have to plot that at like the 11 o'clock. So if you go around clockwise, it'd be Father Chuck goes down and enters battle, but you have to start at 11 o'clock, not at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then C would be at noon, G would be at, you know, am I doing this right? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, D's at 3, like mm-hmm. that. And then the next thing you have to memorize is the when you write bead, it would actually start at the 10 o'clock slot and go counterclockwise because now we're dealing with flats. The last thing we have to do, we haven't talked about the key of F sharp or G flat there, so hang in there. We're almost done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about this key at all, and it's because it has two different names, and it can either be on the sharp side of the wheel at 6 o'clock position, or it'll be on the flat side of the wheel also at 6 o'clock position. It's kind of like, you know, the key of C. Is it in the sharp group or the flat group? It's in both, either one. Neither one, because it's got no sharps or flats. But we're going to analyze the key of F sharp first. According to our little way of doing it, it would have how many sharps? It's at 6 o'clock slot, so
it would have six.
It would have six sharps. And what would they be? Well, we don't know exactly yet, but we know it's going to be Father Chuck goes down and enters battle for the first... Father Chuck goes down and enters battle for the... actually, I just gave it away. That is six. That's seven. So, you'll see what I mean. So Father Chuck formula. The first one is F sharp.
Yeah.
Second one is what?
C sharp.
Yeah, keep going.
G sharp. D sharp.
It's D sharp. That's four so far.
A sharp.
That's five.
And
the word is enters.
So how can E be a sharp?
Yeah, how can E be a sharp? I know, I'll tell you in a minute. But that is actually right, because you follow the Father Chuck goes down and then the sixth letter of that little sentence was enters. So mm-hmm. you have to write E sharp, and we're going to check and see if that's right in a minute. All right, let's do it right now, actually. So start at F sharp, and then up a whole step. I'm going to write this as we go along. F sharp, up a whole step is?
G sharp.
G sharp. Another whole?
A sharp.
A sharp. Half step, yep, is B.
And then a whole step is a C sharp.
C sharp.
D sharp.
D sharp, good.
Whole step is a regular F, which is E sharp.
That's right. Now this is good. Now you knew you had to call it an E something because our previous note was a D something. And we're going to go up a half step anyway and get to F sharp again. We can't have F and then F sharp. So yeah, in real life, would you really call that an E sharp in the key of F sharp? Absolutely I would. People may look at you funny, but people who know music theory will understand that that's actually the name of it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So one more key. This is G flat. It's going to have six flats because it's at the 6 o'clock slot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going to do the exact same. Now it's going to sound the same. The key of F sharp and the key of G flat are called enharmonic, meaning... they have the same sound, but two different names.
Mm-hmm.
It's E-N-H-A-R-M-O-N-I-C, enharmonic. You ever heard that before?
No.
All right, so those are enharmonic to each other. And so when you say an E-sharp, it's really the same as F, but you're using the correct enharmonic spelling, if anyone ever challenges you on that.
Right.
And I actually do remember being, many years ago, I remember being in the studio in the key of F-sharp, and I said something about E sharp, and no one said anything. And so, you know, maybe the drummer gave me a look. I don't know, but anyway, but yeah, that was the way to do it. It was an E sharp, some kind of E sharp note or chord that we were discussing at that mm-hmm. moment. We're going to do the key of G flat and finish our little circle of fifths thing. The key of G flat should have six flats. All right. We use our little mnemonic called bead. And so it's going to be B flat, E flat, A flat. Don't play yet. B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat. And now what? What do we do? We only have four letters in the word bead, but we got two more flats to add. Well, I showed you when we were in D, the key of D flat, I showed you that the next flat would be G flat.
Uh-huh.
And you saw that that was the next key in the wheel anyway. Right?
Yeah.
And so you kind of notice the pattern. The next flat for the key of G flat is going to have to be B, but that's not really a flat. So we're going to have to take its enharmonic equivalent, which is C flat. Now I know this gets technical, but if you flat a C on the keyboard, you get to B, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing as C flat. So I'm going to write C flat in here. There is such a thing as C flat, but not like out of context. If you press the C flat key, everyone's going to call it a B. Does this make sense? So we're going to double check this, all right? According to my thing, the key of G flat would have six flats, and they would be B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, G flat, C flat. We took the next keys in the counterclockwise direction on the wheel to get the next flat. In the same way that when you're at F, you're taking the next key on the wheel, B flat, for as to which note is flat in that particular key. When you're at the key of B flat, to get what the two flats are, you take that key itself plus the next key. So we're used to that, taking the next key, right? So we're going to check and make sure this is right. So we start at G flat. Please have the honors of giving us. So now we're doing the same scale we just did for F sharp, but everything's going to be a different name. So that's G flat. Oh, sorry, that's my phone. Okay. G flat, and then up a whole step is what?
A flat.
Up a whole step.
Flat.
B flat. Up a half step.
C flat.
Okay, good. Here we get to it. You can't
slash
call it a
B.
That's right. You can't call it a B because you already had a B flat. Right? Isn't that funny? This reminds me of in The Simpsons, like going back to the early days of The Simpsons, Homer Simpson has a barbershop quartet,
uh-huh.
And the name of the quartet is the B-sharps,
right.
Which is a musical joke because if you do a B-sharp, you're really at C.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no such thing as a B-sharp, really. There can be, in depending on your enharmonic spellings of certain things. So in this particular case, we're on the key commonly called B, but in this case, the correct enharmonic spelling is C-flat. Let me just review that from the beginning. It's G flat. Went up a whole step is A flat. Went up a whole step is B flat. Went up a half step has to be called C flat. Now up another whole step is D flat, right? And then what?
E flat.
E flat. And then another whole step
is
F.
F.
Right, and then half step.
G flat.
And if we're not at G flat, something went wrong because that's where we started. So not counting the G flat twice, but I did write it twice. How many flats in the key of G flat? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And is it B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, G flat, C flat? Absolutely. So our circle of fifths proves correct. So I do want you to kind of try and memorize this. Memorize the father truck goes down and enters battle thing, but know that C is at the top of the wheel, not the father bit. And then memorize B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, and you can use that for how many keys are in each. So when I see you next week, if you really want to digest this, you know, while you're in the car or you know waiting for a doctor's appointment or anything like that, you can practice this stuff. And you know, just don't miss your exit, of course. You know, but then you could say to yourself, okay, this is how you would practice it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd pick a key. I'd pick a key. Key of A, for example.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I'm going to hide the chart so you're not... So don't use the keyboard either. We're just doing this mentally. You're going to mentally figure out where A is on the wheel. Okay? Which means, okay, we have our father Chuck goes down and enters battle, but Chuck is actually zero.
Mm-hmm.
No sharps or flats.
Mm-hmm.
That means goes is how many sharps?
One.
And then down at the D, how many sharps?
Two.
And the word and, key of A, is?
Three.
That's right. So we got our answer. A, key of A has three sharps.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to use our Father Chuck Goes Down formula to figure out which sharps they are. So Father is?
One.
Is F sharp.
F sharp.
Right? And then what's the second sharp?
D.
You just used the Father Chuck formula. So you did your F sharp. The next one is?
C sharp.
And the next one is?
G sharp.
That's right. You did your Father Chuck Go. So the key of A has three sharps.
Mm-hmm.
They are F sharp, C sharp, and G sharp.
Yeah.
And if you were going to plot that into a... Oh, I'm sorry. The final step is to spell the key of A, which means all you have to do is take the information you just got from the circle of fifths and you sharp whatever you're supposed to sharp. So we're going to do it together. This is the last step. You start on the A.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next note after that is B.
B.
And the next note after that is C of some kind.
C. Right.
C what?
C.
Is this one of the ones that's sharped? Is it Father Chuck or Goes? Yeah, it is.
C is sharp.
Yeah, C is sharp. So far, the key of A, you spell it A, B, C sharp.
Mm-hmm.
So just backing up for a second. The three sharps are Father, Chuck, and Goes. So if it's an F, it's going to be sharp. If it's a C, it's going to be sharp. Or if it's a G, it's going to be sharp.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So far, we got the key of A is A, B, C sharp.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next letter?
D.
D.
And then... E.
And then...
F sharp.
F sharp, that's right. And then...
G sharp.
G sharp, and we're back at A again.
All
right. Now, this may seem like a lot of work right now to you guys, just learning this, but isn't that a lot easier than thinking, okay, well, A... Now, I'm not at my instrument. I'm not at my keyboard. I'm not at my guitar. I'm not at anything. You know, I have to think, okay, A, up a whole step. Well, that's easy. B... Up a whole step from B is C or C sharp, whatever. I'm getting confused. Like, where are we again? You know, by the time you get to, you know, the fourth or fifth half or whole step, you know, am I supposed to be on a whole step or a half step? It gets very confusing to do it like that, do it linearly like that.
Right.
So the purpose of the circle of fifths is to graphically plot out in a way that you can memorize all 12 keys and not have to think whole half all the time. Does this make sense? Now you can go back and double check me. Go back and double check me that we're right. Play an A note. And then up a whole step is B. Up a whole step is C sharp. Up a half step is D. Up a whole step is E. Up a whole step is F sharp. Up a whole step is G sharp. And you're back at A. But to have to think about that every single time for all 12 keys, you'll never memorize all that. It'd be way too much thinking. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
How the circle of fifths is. So that's your homework. The homework is to pick a key. I'm going to give one more example and then I'm going to let you go, okay?
All right.
Pick a key and try and do it without looking at the graph, okay? I'm going to pick the key of A flat, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not looking, don't look at your keyboard. We're just going to do this mentally. I know that my thing goes, Father Chuck goes down and enters battle, but C is at the midnight or noon part of the wheel,
mm-hmm.
and that means F, the 11 o'clock slot.
Right.
Now we're dealing with flat, so we're on this side, the left side of the wheel, if you will, and the formula goes, after F, it goes B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat. So if C is zero, F has one flat,
mm-hmm.
right? We're going to spell our word beat after this. B flat has how many flats? So again, C has zero sharps, zero flats. F has one flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to plot our B.
B
flat has two because it's two slots down from zero at the 10 o'clock slot. Makes sense? And then in the word bead, what comes next?
E.
So it would be E flat, and that has how many flats?
Three.
And then in the word bead, after B and E comes the letter A. So that's A flat, and it's at the, mm-hmm. it's at the, what is it, the 8 o'clock slot
mm-hmm.
or something? So, and that makes it at the 1, 2, 3, 4 flat slot.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So
yeah.
The key of A flat has four flats,
mm-hmm.
and they are, spell the word bead, B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat. Right?
Right.
And so your first step is how many flats, or I should say how many sharps are flats? In this case, it's four flats. What are they? B B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat. And now, last but not least, spell the whole key of A flat. It'd be A flat, B flat, C. You just represent all the letters, but if it's a B, E, A, or D, you're going to flat it. So A flat, B flat, C, D flat, E flat, F, G, and A flat. Just G.
G.
And A flat.
A flat.
And then if you had to go back and check it on the piano or on the guitar, that would be your frame of reference. That's a lot of work right there. But trust me, the circle of fifths can be a very useful thing. You see it in theory books all the time. And it's like, well, why do I have to memorize this? And what is all this about? You know, in order to really get into how music works, how to be able to spell chords and all this, and how the keys work. If you think about this, you look at a pile of keys. Let me just go one step further. And I promise I'll let you go. If you saw a progression that had A flat, F minor, B flat minor, D flat, and E flat, let's say one bar A flat, one bar F minor, one bar B flat minor, and one the last bar would be D flat and E flat share two beats each, right? And then you're supposed to like improvise on that, first of all. Well, how can you recognize? I recognize that as being the 1, the 6, the 2, the 4, and the 5 of the key. All right, we'll talk about the harmonized scale. I believe we talked about that in a previous recording. Mm-hmm. But so now instantly you can say to yourself, okay, great, I can play, I can improvise an A flat over this all day long. But how do I improvise an A flat? Well, if I start on A flat and I just use B flat, E flat, F, D flat, and everything else is white keys, mm-hmm. you know, then you're good to go. Have fun.